Lord, we are thankful for the truth of God.
这主啊，我们也感谢神的真理。
And we praise you for the privilege, but we need so much this evening the help of the Spirit of God so that we can understand your truth and live it by the grace of God.
所以呢，我们感谢呢，我们有这样的荣幸，而且今天晚上我们特别呢祈求，就是您的圣灵来帮助我们。那么说呢，借着神的恩典呢，我们能够理解神的真理。
Now we thank you for each one who has joined us, some from here, some across the ocean. Lord, we pray that each one of us will be blessed by your word tonight. And so we pray and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们祷告并献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, so good to see everyone tonight. I'll just get organized here. Revelation 22 is where we will begin.
现在再次呢，欢迎大家。我们今天呢要学习的是启示录第22章。
We were considering much of the earlier truth this last week, so we're going to start looking at the very last verses tonight, starting in verse 18.
因为我们上个星期呢学习了很多的真理，那么这个星期呢，我们要结束这一章的学习，我们要从第十八节开始，启示录第22章第18节开始。
So verses 18 and 19 say, For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away, excuse me, from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city. And from the things which are written in this book.
这个第十八节说呢，我向一切听见这书上预言之话的人作见证，若有人在这世上加添什么，神必将这书上的灾祸加在他身上。这预言书上的话，若有人删去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命册和圣城删去他的份儿。
So this is basically the last message in the Bible, and it's basically a very serious warning. Do not add to the words of God. Do not take away from the words of God.
<音>这基本上是圣，在圣经最后向我们传递的信息。这个信息呢，基本上就是一个警示或者警告，就是说呢，你不要从在神的话里加什么，也不要从神的话里删去什么。
Now remember, it's very interesting that the first sin in the Bible was in the Garden of Eden when Satan both took away from what God had said and added to what God had said.
所以这个非常有意思呢，就是说在圣经里最开始的时候，在伊甸园的时候，撒旦呢，他呢也把神的话呢移去了，也加了东西。
That is where the first error originated.
所以这就是所有第一个那个错误的来源。
And all down through the ages, the devil has been telling the same lie. He's got two lies. One is, don't believe it if it's in the Bible, it's not all the Word of God. And number two, there's more to the Word of God than in the Bible. He takes away and he adds to.
So 这个里面呢，就是说是这个从那以后，魔鬼呢一直在持续的这个谎言。他就说呢，不要相信圣经里面的所有的东西，因为它并不一定都是神的话。那么说呢，第二个呢，就是还有很多东西圣经里没有写，所以要加进去。所以那个魔鬼呢，他从神的话里删去了，也加上了他的东西。
Now, both in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and in Deuteronomy chapter 12, Moses warns the people of God that they must not add to or take away from the words that Moses has said to them that God has said.
在生命记里第四章和第十二章里，摩西在这两章里都警告以色列人，就是说呢，不要把他的话，就是他从神那里听来的话呢，加上什么或者删去什么。And
if you look at error in the world today, in every case, it will be either adding to or taking away from the truth of God.
你要看到今当今世界这样的一些错误呢，他们都是或者说是从神的话里删去什么，或者从神的话里加上什么。The
Mormons add a new book.
有个人，那他们呢，大多数人他们加了一个新书。The
Jehovah Witnesses take away many, change many key verses. They rewrite them to say something else.
刚刚他说摩门教呢，就是加了一本书。那么说呢，耶和华见证人呢，他们就是说是把一些关键的词呢，他们删掉或者说他们重写。The
Roman Catholics both add and subtract truth from God's word.
罗马天主教呢，他们同时呢，就是说加上神在神的话里加上东西，同样呢也删去了东西。And
reports are that the Chinese government is today rewriting the Bible in order for it to contain the information they want.
这个里面呢，中国政府呢，当今他们也是重新写了圣经，所以呢，就以便在圣经里呢，就是包括他们想要的内容。
Now, the punishment for that is very serious.
Verse 19
says, if anyone takes away from the words of this book, God shall take away his part from the book of life.
第19节说，这预言上的话，若有人删去什么，神必从这书所写的生命册和圣城删去他的份儿。You
cannot take away from what God has said and expect to have eternal life. That's what this verse says.
你不可能就是说，那把神的话呢删去了以后呢，你又想要永生？这就是这些经文告诉我们的。And
if one were to add to it, the penalty would be that the plagues of the book would be added to them.
因为这个里面呢，如果你在神的话里加上什么，那么这样的惩罚呢，就是把这些本书写的所有的灾祸加在他身上。Many
people in life go through life saying you can't always believe what you read in the Bible.
所以很多人呢，他们穷其一生的时候，总是说呢，你不可能相信圣经里写的一切的东西。That
is a terrible thing to say. It's a blasphemous thing to say, and the consequences of saying it are terrible. You don't go to heaven and say you can't believe God's book.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这样的，就是说是非常严重的这样的东西呢，它是一种亵渎，是一种错误。就是说呢，如果说呢，你不能相信神说的一切的话呢，你就不能去到天堂。
So we rejoice in the Bible, we rejoice in the truth of the Bible, but we're very, very reluctant to diminish in any way the truth of the Bible.
因为我们在圣经里的那个真理，我们在里面有大大的有喜乐，但是我们不要说是说是感到为难去相信圣经里的很一切的东西。
So by God's grace, our watchword at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel is, what chapter and verse are you quoting to make that statement?
在我们，借着神的恩典，在我们第16届福音教会，我们经常要讲的话，就是说你现在引用的这些经文是哪一章，哪一节？
That is why we read the Bible. That is why we teach the Bible. You can't get along without the Bible. It's all about the Bible.
这就是为什么我们读圣经，也是为什么我们教导圣经。所以呢，如果没有圣经，你完全在这里是行不通的。
Now, how do we know that those prophecies in those two verses are going to be fulfilled?
所以我们怎么知道在这两节经文里面的这些预言怎样是可以实现的呢？
Verse 20 says, "He who testifies to these things says, 'Surely I am coming quickly.'"
第20节说，证明这事的说，是的，我必快来。
The Lord Jesus Christ is coming. He's going to come suddenly, and he is going to come soon, and his reward will be with him. But the key is, he is coming. He will not forget those who change his word and pretend that they're doing what he wants.
这主呢，他会突然来到，他会很快的来到。那么说，主来的时候呢，带着奖赏和他一起来。同样呢，他呢，就是说是也是记得那些，就是说是篡改他的话的那些人。
Now again, excuse me, again, the promise is that the Lord Jesus will come quickly or suddenly.
所以现在呢，主耶稣基督他会很快的，或者说突然的来到。
And the implication of that is we will not have an opportunity to change our minds after he comes.
所以这里面的意义呢，就是说是在他来了之后，我们根本就没有时间再改变我们的主意了。
Over and over again, excuse me, over and over again, we have the promise that he will come quickly and we will have no opportunity to adjust our opinions, change our minds, or make an apology.
不但的，就是说是啊，我们被告知主会那个突然的或者很快的来的时候呢，我们再没有机会，就是说去调整我们的观点，改变我们的主意或者道歉了。
Remember the truth of verse 11 in chapter 22.
看看第22章的第11节。
When he comes suddenly, he who is unjust will be unjust still. He who is filthy will be filthy still. He who is righteous will be righteous still. He who is holy will be holy still. When he comes, no changing your opinion. Or anything afterwards. When he comes, that is the final point, and no changing thereafter.
所以这个里面的第12章第11节说：“那不公义的，叫他仍然不公义；污秽的，叫他仍旧污秽；为义的，叫他仍旧为义；圣洁的，叫他仍旧圣洁。”这里讲的意思呢，就是说是当他来了以后，你就不可能改变你的观点呢，或者说再去改变其他的事。这个是最后的那个点，到这以后呢，任何事情都定了。
And now the end of verse 20 says, Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
第20节的结尾说：“阿门，既然如此，主耶稣啊，来吧。
Those are the closing words of John, the author of the book.
”所以这些都是那个就是写这本书的那个使徒约翰的结束语。
But those are the words of the response of each of our hearts. We say, Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. That's what we're looking forward to, especially in the context of Revelation.
所以这个也是我们每一个在座的人的心声，我们也会说呢，既然如此，主耶稣来吧。所以这个里面呢，特别是在那个启示录的这样的一个上下文的关系里面。
And the response of the Lord is verse 21. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
所以呢，主对他这样做事的回应是第21节说：“愿我们主耶稣基督的恩典与你们众人同在。”阿门。
So, the Lord is coming soon. We say hallelujah. And The Lord says, and in the meantime, there's grace for each of us. That's what we need.
所以主耶稣基督那时候他呢很快要来，我们说啊，阿门。所以主说呢，现在呢，在那个就是说是现当当下的阶段呢，主耶稣基督的恩典呢与我们同在，这是我们所需要的。The
Christian life is often difficult, and we always need the grace of God.
所以呢，基督徒的人生总是非常艰难的，我们总是需要神的恩典。
That is especially true in the days when we're approaching the information or the detail of the book of Revelation.
其实特别在这里呢，就特别的是真实，当那个在启示录的这种情况下。
Those days are going to be extremely difficult.
也在那个时候呢的日子会极度的艰难。
And so we all need God's grace today, but even more so as we get closer to the rapture.
所以呢，我们今天都要需要神的恩典，就算呢我们接近教会被提的时候，就更加需要了。Well,
that's the end of the book, and I said we would consider some questions. I'm not at all sure that I'm going to be able to answer them, but at least we can hear them and see where we go from there. We'll just have a little bit in questions and answers, and then we'll go to Ephesians.
那就是说是，就像我刚才提到的，现在呢，我们给大家时间的问问问题。那么说，那就说是他不是很确定，他可以回答大家所有的问题，但是最少呢，我们可以听到问题，听到问题给大家一些答案，然后呢，就像我们很快的来做一些问答，然后我们再去到以弗所书。
Any question from you on the book of Revelation?
大家关于启示录有任何的问题吗？ Hans' question is the person who believed and after that they because of their weakness they just left the Lord. Can those people go to the New Jerusalem or have eternal life?
All right, I'm not sure that I got the question that I understood. She's asking those people who change the Bible, do they have an opportunity to be saved or are they lost?
So her question is, some believers, they after the believer at the first point, after they believed, they, because of their weakness, so they left the Lord. So can those people enter into the New Jerusalem or go to heaven?
All right. Well, in general, the answer would be the same for people who left the Lord today as for people who would be living in the days of the New Jerusalem. The same answer would apply to both.
他说呢，其实这样的一个答案是呢，跟当时呢，跟今天这些离弃了主和在那个进入耶路撒冷、新耶路撒冷城那个时候的是一样的。
With, I guess, one minor exception. Better be careful. These are difficult questions. Go ahead, carry on.
所以呢，他说呢，必须呢仔细小心的去讲，因为这些问题都是比较难的问题。
People today often make a profession and then they depart from the Lord. What happens to them?
所以当今的有些人呢，他们通常呢说他们信主，然后呢，他们离开了主，那么在他们身上会发生什么呢？
And the answer is the same thing that happened to Judas Iscariot.
这当然是和在那个卖主的犹大身上发生的事是一样的。
You'll remember that Judas pretended to be a Christian all those days.
对，你记得那就是说，那在那所有的时间里，犹大他是假装成为基督徒的。He
was so clever in his deception that the other disciples did not realize that he was not a believer.
所以他是如此聪明，他非常善于欺骗，所以其他的那些门徒们呢，并没有意识到他不是信徒。The
Lord Jesus knew he was not a believer because when the disciples are listed, when he claimed them the first time, it said, the Lord Jesus said he chose him knowing that he had a devil.
在这个里面呢，就是主耶稣基督呢，他知道呢，他不是信徒。那么说呢，最开始在主耶稣基督啊选他们的时候，主耶稣基督说呢，他们中间有一个是魔鬼。So
the proof of salvation is not just what you say. The proof of salvation is it goes like this. You only really believe that you are, sorry, you only really believe what you're willing to act on.
你这个里面呢，就是说是啊，你就是说是你是不是信徒，并不是说是基于你说什么，而是基于说你说的事情，你要在上面有采取行动。
So, Judas said he believed, and he went through all the motions and the appearance that he believed, but in his heart, he did not act on his salvation. He wanted money.
对这个犹大呢，就是说呢，他说他是相信的，他所有的外面呢看起来和他的言行呢看起来是他信的，但是他内心呢并没有任何的行动让他去信。 他只是想要赚钱。
All right, so that's the answer today. But your question is, what about the New Jerusalem and people who are like that in the days of the New Jerusalem?
对，你现在的就是说是答案，就是现在当今的一些情况。那么说呢，你的问题是在当时耶路撒冷城新耶路撒冷城圣城的那个时候的情况会怎么样呢？
And I'm not sure that I believe, I'm not sure that the Bible teaches that it's possible to be living in the days of the New Jerusalem and not be true believers.
所以我不认为呢，就是说圣经里面有这样的教导，而且呢，就是说圣经并没有说呢，在那个新耶路撒冷城的那个年代有不信的人。
God will have sent them to their judgment before the New Jerusalem returns, I believe.
所以呢，就是说呢，神呢，在就是说新耶路撒冷城降下来之前，他已经呢审判了那些人。
And I had better modify that again as well. I find Revelation a hard book, and I don't always think as clearly as I should.
现在我再要更正一下，因为呢，我发现《启示录》呢是一本非常难读的书，我不总是觉得呢，我应该理解的那样去理解了。
I think it's possible that the days of the millennium will be the days of the New Jerusalem. And if the New Jerusalem is in the days of the millennium, then some will not be believers. I think that the New Jerusalem relates to the eternal state rather than the millennium. But Hong, I'm just not sure. I apologize.
应该说呢，其实呢，当时的那个新耶路撒冷城呢，和应该是在千禧年的时候，那么千禧年呢，他也是有一些不信的人，但是呢，他认为呢，那个新耶路撒冷城应该是跟永恒连在一起的，所以他不是很确定，他为此抱歉。
The fact is that The fact is that many believe, that many say they believe, and they don't believe. And that is the big problem. It isn't so much that a Christian does terrible things. It is that the Christian doesn't believe in the first place. He's just a hypocrite.
这个里面呢，就是说，现在的问题呢，总是说呢，他们说他们相信的人并不一定就是真的信，他们呢，有些人呢，他们就说是啊，说是一回事儿，然后信又是一回事儿。就是说，这些人说他信呢，但是他们从最开始的时候就没有信，他们只是一些假冒伪善的人。So
that is a poor answer, but it's the best I can give you, and I apologize.
这个不是一个很好的答案，但是是我能给你最好的答案，我为此来抱歉。
Is there another? I will attempt another. I might not do very well on it either, but if there is another question, we'll entertain it.
如果大家有另外的一个问题呢，他也许不是能够很好的回答，但是呢，如果还有另外的问题呢，他会试图再回答一下。
老白，我想问一下，这个得胜者有什么特点？
You want to ask that what is the characters of the overcomers?
What is the character of the overcomers? Well, we read about them in chapters 2 and 3.
因为我们在那第二章和第三章里读到的，
So you can turn there and
我们可以翻到启示录二章。
and in each of these seven churches, there is a reference to the overcomers.
这个呢，就是每一个教会里面，就是都有那些得胜者的。
So, to the church in Ephesus, verse 7, in the middle of the verse begins, "To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God."
这第七节就是启示录第二章第七节说，圣灵向将众教会所说的话，凡有耳的当听。那么得胜的，我必将神乐园中的生命树给他吃。
Verse 11, in the middle of the verse, we read, "He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death."
第十一节呢，也是圣灵，就是说是那些得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
Verse 17, to the church in Pergamos, we read, "To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat."
对这个里面呢，就是说是，在第十七节里，就是说是，对那些不得加摩说的，就是说是我必将隐藏的玛纳赐给他吃。
Verse 26 of chapter 2, to the church in Thyatira, we read, "And he who overcomes and keeps my words until the end, to him will I give power over the nations."
对，那就是说是啊，在推亚推拿的，就是说是第二十，这面讲的呢，就是，
And when in chapter 3, the three churches in chapter 3, we read more similar details regarding the overcomers.
就是在第三章里，我们读到了更多的，就是说是那样的细节关于给那些得胜者的奖赏的。
So the question is, who are these overcomers? And the answer, I believe, is they are the true believers.
所以现在的就是说是问题是谁是这些得胜者呢？答案是他们都是真信徒。
There are always in churches those who are not true believers.
因为总是在教会里呢，没有有些人，他们不是真信徒。
In the disciples, there were only one out of 12.
因为就是说呢，在主耶稣的门徒里面，在12个里面，只有一个不是真信徒。
But in many churches today, there are many people, many places that are called churches today. Probably the majority are not believers.
所以现在很多地方呢，就是说他们被称之为教会的那样的一些地方呢，也许大多数人都不是真信徒。
So the very simple answer to your question, Yin, is this: the overcomers are the believers, and they will get the blessings of God.
印的这个问题简单的回答呢，就是这些得胜者呢，他们都是真信徒，他们会得到神的赐福。
Thank
All
you.
right. I'm going to go ahead, Yin.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'm going to leave the questions there. I don't do a very good job on questions in Revelation because Revelation is a very difficult book, as you know, but a very blessed book. Thank you for following with us in the book. I appreciated it.
所以我们现在呢，就是问答呢就停止到这里，因为他说他自己呢并不擅长于回答问题，但因为尤其是启示录里的问题，这是一个非常的比较难的一本书，但是呢你读这本书会得福的，感谢大家一路以来和我们一起来读这个启示录。
And I learned a lot in preparing these messages. I'm hoping that you learned something in listening to them.
他准备呢这些讲道的时候呢，他过程中他学到了很多东西，他也希望大家呢在听完他的讲道了以后呢，也能学到一些东西。
Well, let's go back now to the book of Ephesians.
所以我们回到以弗所书。
Book of Ephesians, and you'll remember that the book of Ephesians was written to the first church that we read about in the book of Revelation, the church at Ephesus.
对于以弗所书呢，你知道这封信是写给那个以弗所的教会的，就是在我们启示录里读到的那7个教会的第一个教会写给他的信，就是在以弗所。
So we read about the Ephesian church both in the book of Acts and in the book of Ephesus, sorry, the book of Ephesians, and in the book of Revelation.
所以我们现在读那个以弗所这个教会呢，就是在同样在那个以弗所书和启示录里都读到了以弗所这个教会。
In many respects, they were a very, very good church.
从很多方面来说呢，他们是一个非常非常好的教会。
They had exemplary character, exemplary behavior, and the theology written to them was very beneficial.
所以这个里面，他们呢，就是有非常非常好的这样的性格呢，也有非常非常好的这样的行动，所以呢，读他们这本书呢，就说是非常有益的。
The word Ephesus is a word whose definition is disputed by many, but many do suggest the word simply means desirable.
所以呢，这个那个就是说是这个以弗所这个词，有很多人有不同的解法，但是大多数人同意的呢，就是他们是配得的。
So, in short, the church at Ephesus was a pretty good church, and the people there were pretty good people.
所以呢，就是这从这个意义上来讲呢，以弗所那个教会呢，是一个非常非常好的教会，但是那个教会的人呢，都是非常非常好的人。
So we can learn a lot by learning by hearing what the Lord taught them, but we can also learn a lot by being like them.
所以呢，我们可以从呢，就是主教给他们的事情里面可以学到很多的东西。我们也就是说呢，去模仿他们，我们也能够学到很多东西。
So here we go now in chapter 1, verse 1 of the letter to the Ephesians.
这里呢，我们开始呢，就是说是以弗所书的第一章的第一节是写给以弗所教会的书信。
Paul says, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God.
这使得保罗说呢，奉神旨意做耶稣基督使徒的保罗。
So, in simple terms, he did not appoint himself an apostle.
这从简单的意义上讲呢，他不是自己定为自己为使徒的，
He was appointed by God.
他是由神呢指定的。
That's the way it is with us by the grace of God. We have not been appointed, or self-appointed to serve the Lord. We have been appointed by the Lord.
所以这个就是我们今天的方式，就是神的恩典呢。我们不是说是自己指定自己去服侍神，我们是由神呢指定我们去服侍神的。
How does a preacher get to be a preacher?
对一个讲道人，怎样成为一个讲道人呢？
Well, if he appoints himself, there's big problems.
如果他自己定自己是的，那就有大问题了。
But if the Lord appoints him, then he's going to be able to be used of God.
所以，但是如果是主呢，就是让他指定他的话呢，他就能被神所用。
Now you'll remember that Paul's appointment as a preacher was very bold. The Lord interrupted him on his way to Damascus and appointed him to be his servant.
所以你知道呢，当时呢，使徒保罗呢，他的方式呢，他的被主指定他的方式非常特别。当他在去那个大马士革的路上呢，主呢拦住了他，也就是指定他服侍主。
So each Christian today says the same thing. They say, Lord, what would you like me to do?
所以我们每一个基督徒今天要说同样的问题，我们说主啊，您想要我做什么呢？
And then he chooses some to be like the apostles. He chooses some to be like the deacons or the servants in Acts chapter 7. He chooses some for this job, some for that job. He makes the choice. We simply volunteer.
所以这个主呢，他实际上呢，约定了某些人呢做使徒，约定了某些人做执事，做门徒，就像在《使徒行传》里面说的。那么说这就是主耶稣基督，主耶稣呢，他约定了一切的人，我们只是说简单的说，我们愿意去做。
So I remember the first day on my first job as I was growing into manhood. I got a summer job, and I can remember the first day, the first hour of the day, I went to the boss and I simply said to him, What would you like me to do today?
当我成年人的时候呢，成人的时候大概20多岁时候呢，我的第一份工作第一天第一个小时，我记得呢，我简单的就去找我的老板说呢，老板，今天你要我做什么？
That's what the Christian does. That's what Paul did. He said, you remember, on that first day, Lord, what will you have me to do?
所以这个就是我们基督徒呢所要做的，就像使徒保罗呢当时他那样做的。你们大家记住，在那第一天的时候呢，那个就是说是使徒保罗说：“主啊，你让我做什么呢？”
So that should be the prayer of each one of us every day, shouldn't it? Lord, what would you like me to do for you today?
这就应该是我们每一个信徒每天的祷告，是不是呢？我每天都要跟主说呢，主啊，今天呢，你想要我做什么呢？
And then he goes on in verse 1, he says, To the saints who are in Ephesus and the faithful in Christ Jesus.
然后呢，在第一节他继续说，写信给在以弗所的圣徒，并在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
So he's writing to the Christians. He's not writing to the unsaved.
因为他写给是基督徒的，而不是写给那些没有得救的人。
And the message that he sends the Christian is simple. He's saying that they are saints and they are faithful.
所以那个他写给基督徒的这样的信息呢，是非常简单的，说他们是圣徒，是忠心的。
Saints implies that they are the servants, the separated to God. They are those on God's side. They're the saints.
所以呢，圣徒呢，经啊，简单的说呢，他们是分别出来为神的，他们是站在神那一边的，称之为圣徒。
And saints are to be faithful.
所以这些圣徒们，他们都是忠实的。
It's very important that the Christian has a long-running character.
所以呢，这个对基督徒来说是非常重要的，他们要有一个持续的这样的性格。
The Christian isn't someone who's just following God for a few days and then he quits. He's faithful. He keeps on serving the Lord.
所以基督徒并不是那样的一群人呢，他们就服侍主几天以后呢，他们就放弃了，而是那些呢，就是一直非常忠心的，一直服侍主的。
Has God done a good work in you? Keep praying that you will be faithful to follow up, that he will keep doing his good work and you will follow his good work.
因为主在你身上是不行了，那样的善功呢？那么说呢，就你要一直祷告，祷告让主呢保守你，你一直忠心的跟从着主，跟从着主的善功。
The word faithful simply means full of belief.
所以那个忠心的意思呢，就是全心全意的信。
Make sure that you are full of belief. Don't just believe a little, be full of belief, be faithful.
所以呢，就是说是啊，这个就是你要确保你是全部信的，你是被信心充满的，不要说只是信一点，要全部的信。
How can you be faithful?
你怎样可以忠心呢？
Verse 2, you can rest on the grace to you and the peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第二节说呢，你可以在主耶稣基督和我们神的，我们神和主耶稣基督的平安里呢，有这样的安息。
And in a wonderful way, he gives to us both grace and peace to keep going.
一种奇妙的方式呢，他赐给我们，就是说恩典和平安这两样东西，让我们保持前行。
All right, so verse 3 now reads, Blessed be God and the Fa our God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
第三章说呢，第三节说：“愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上一切属灵的福分。”
So the Lord blesses us by giving us all kinds of things.
所以呢，那个主呢，他赐福给我们呢，就是赐给我们所有的东西。
And we bless him by saying good things about him and thanking him for all the blessings he's given us.
所以我们祝福他呢，就是说去讲他所有的好话，就感谢他赐给我们一切的这样的福气。
The question is, what blessings has he given us?
这些问题是他赐给我们怎么样的福气呢？
And this chapter is going to tell us about some of those blessings.
所以这一章要告诉我们其中的一些这样的福分。
But verse 3 says, he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
所以第三节说呢，他曾赐给我们天上一切属灵的福分。
What kind of blessings does the Lord have for you and me? He has spiritual blessings.
你主赐给你我的什么样的福气呢？他赐给你我的是属灵的福气。
Some people say, well, I would like to follow the Lord because if I do that, I think I'll be rich.
有些人说呢，我要跟从主，如果我这么去做的话呢，我会变得富有。
Other people say, well, if I follow the Lord, he will solve many of my problems.
所以其他的艺人说呢，如果我跟从主呢，他会解决我很多的问题。
And there is a sense in which that is true up to a point.
所以呢，从某种意义上来说呢，这也是个事实，就是说是看你怎么从哪个点去看。
But that's not at all what the Christian life is all about.
但这并不是基督徒的人生的全部。
What the Christian life is about is spiritual blessings.
所以呢，就是基督徒他的人生里面应该是属灵的福分。
So, which are the better?
哪一样更好呢？
And the answer is the spiritual blessings are far superior to the, can I call them the non-spiritual blessings, the physical blessing.
所以呢，就是答案是呢，就是说是属灵的福气呢，福分呢，远远超过他能不能称之为不属灵的福气呢，就是说肉体的福气呢。
I made some money. I got a promotion. I say, thank you, Lord. That's very kind.
我赚了一些钱，我呢加了工资，我说呢感谢主对我这么好。
But that's not what we're talking about here.
但这并不是我们现在这里所谈到的。
These are spiritual blessings, and they are located in heavenly places in Christ.
所以呢，他这些的事是属灵的福分，他们的位置呢是在主耶稣基督的那个属天的位置上。
So, in both cases, they're both spiritual and they're in heavenly places, and the world doesn't often see them.
所以这个呢，实际上这些都是说是他们是属灵的，也是在天上的，所以世界呢通常看不见他们。
And we also appropriate them by faith because we can't see them, we can't touch them either.
所以呢，我们通常呢，通过我们信心呢，能够靠近，因为呢，同样呢，我们可以看得到，我们甚至能摸得到。
But we'll consider many of them in the later part of this chapter, and we will realize that they're absolutely marvelous blessings.
所以呢，当我们继续学这一章的时候呢，我们会得出这样结论：他们是非常的奇妙的福气。
How many are there going to be? And the answer is there's going to be a great many because we're going to get every spiritual blessing.
所以答案是呢，有很多很多的，因为我们可以得到一切的这样的属灵的福气。
So the Lord doesn't have a few spiritual blessings for one person and a multitude of spiritual blessings for the other. They are all offered to us for all of us.
主呢，并不是说是给这个人一点点的属灵的福气，给那个人呢很多的属灵的福气。主呢，他是把所有的属灵的福气呢，提供给了我们所有的人。
How many do we get?
我们会得到多少呢？
We get all of them.
我们会得到所有的。
How many spiritual blessings are there that we don't get?
所以有多少那样的属灵的福气我们得不到的呢？
And this is amazing, but it simply says there are no spiritual blessings that we do not get.
这个呢是非常神奇的，但是呢，确实是这样的一个事实，就是没有任何的属灵的福气是我们得不到的。
Now, who gives them to us?
那么谁赐给我们的呢？
Well, God the Father.
是父神。
And He is the God who can do anything and will do everything. He's the omnipotent God.
所以他是一个神呢，他可以做所有的事情，他也会做所有的事情，他是一个大能的神。
So, what spiritual blessings could he invent that he hasn't given us?
有没有那样的就属灵的福气呢？他能够去发明，但是却没有给我们的呢？
And the answer is, he's given us every spiritual blessing that he could invent. The omniscient God couldn't invent a spiritual blessing that he hasn't given us.
所以呢，答案是呢，就是他已经给了我们一切，他能够发明的这样的福气呢，都给了我们。他是一个无所不知的神，他呢，把一切都赐给我们了。
Some people think that God is very small and he's stingy.
所以有些人呢，认为神呢是非常的小的，他比较小气。
But God here is saying there isn't a spiritual blessing that I could invent, that I have not invented or have not given to you.
但神说呢，没有任何的，就是这样的属灵的福气，我可以发明的，我还没有发明的，我不会给你们的。
And frankly, that's amazing.
坦率地说，这是非常神奇的。
It is our limited belief, it's our limited imagination that causes us not to apprehend, to understand that. It's absolutely overwhelming. God has given us every spiritual blessing that He could give.
其实是我们的想象力有限，我们的智商有限，是我们到现在我们理解不了的，就是说是我们的理解能力还理解不到他赐给我们的所有的这样的福气有多么的奇妙。
So relax and enjoy it and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? I want to enjoy all your spiritual blessings, please.
所以呢，就是你要放松去享受。你跟主说呢，主啊，我要去享受您所赐给我的一切的属灵的福气。
All right, verse 4 says, just as he chose us in him. Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
第四节说呢，就如他在创立世界以前，在他里面拣选了我们，使我们在爱中，在他面前成为圣洁，无可指责。
That's an amazing thing. He's chosen us. Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame.
所以这个呢，就是说是一个非常的神奇的，因为他在创立世界之前拣选了我们，这样我们可以成为圣洁，无可指责。
Well, we look at ourselves sometimes and say, you know, I don't feel terribly holy.
因为我们通常呢，看看自己，说呢，我们为自己感到遗憾，说呢，我根本感觉不到我有这么的圣洁。
And sometimes we do end up in with blame.
所以呢，我们有时候呢，就是总是会受到觉得自己那个可以指责的。
And certainly when we go back into our former lives, we find much sin.
所以呢，特别是在我们回顾我们以前的人生的时候呢，我们发现了很多的罪在里面。
So the first of these many spiritual blessings that we get is the fact that all our sins and all our blame and all our shame has been taken away.
所以这个里面呢，就是首先呢，我们得到的第一个那样的赐福，当我们相信的时候呢，就是我们的罪、我们的指责、我们的羞耻都远离了我们。
And we sit back and say, that's absolutely marvelous. Hallelujah.
我们坐下来想呢，这是绝对奇妙的，哈利路亚。
Verse 5 says, having predestined us to the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
第五节说，就按照他的旨意所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
So, in what way has he blessed us?
他是以什么方式来赐福我们的呢？
All right, well, in verse 4, he took away our sin.
首先呢，在第四节里，他除去了我们的罪。
Verse 5, he adopted us into his family.
所以呢，第五节呢，他收养我们进入他的大家庭。
Now, in the reality in life, adoption comes into families really for two different reasons.
所以呢，在我们真实的现实生活中呢，如果收养进入个家人，进入一个家庭呢，其实上是总是基于两种原因的。
Sometimes a child is born into a large family, and the mother or the father are die or have some other reason why they can't care for the child, and so the child is adopted.
所以有时候孩子被收养呢，是因为呢，那个他自己的父母呢死了，或者有其他的一些情况，他们呢养不起孩子，所以孩子就会被收养。
In most cases, he's adopted because the new parents want him.
所以呢，就是说他被收养的大多，很多原因是因为他的新的父母想要他。
But in some cases, the child is adopted because there is no alternative for him. The circumstances regarding the family could be very bad, and somebody says, I'll take him, I don't want him, but somebody's got to look after him, I'll take him.
所以呢，有时候呢，就是孩子被收养呢，他是别无选择的，因为家庭的情况呢，遭到一种如此的程度，有些人呢，就是说呢，他已经不想要这个孩子了，那么这个孩子必须有人照顾，那么有些家庭就是说呢，我们就收养他吧。
So, which of these two scenarios do we have in verse 5?
因为在这五节里，这两种情况哪一种适合我们呢？
Verse 5 says, He predestined to the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will.
我接受，就按照他的旨意所喜悦的预定，我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
He adopted us into his family because he wanted us.
所以呢，他收养我们进入他的大家庭呢，是因为神呢想要我们。
That's extremely thrilling.
这个对我们来说是极度的激动的。
He knew all about my weakness, he knew all about my sin, but he adopted me anyway. Praise the Lord.
所以呢，神呢知道我所有的弱点，知道我所有的罪，但是呢，不管怎样，他还是收养了我，感谢赞美主。
Verse 4 talks about the logic that he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
第四节呢，讲到了他拣选我们的这样的一个逻辑，就是说呢，他在创世之前就已经拣选了我们。
Why did God make the world?
神为什么要创造世界呢？
It's an interesting place. In many respects, it's a beautiful place. It's certainly a marvelous place in all the things that it can do and does.
所以呢，当然呢，是一个非常美丽的地方，也是一个非常奇妙的地方。在这样的一个地方呢，它可以做很多很多其他的事情。
Why did he make the world?
他为什么要创造世界呢？
Because he wanted to adopt you and me into his family.
因为他想要收养你我进入他的大家庭。
Does that not mean that he, or does that mean that he doesn't love monkeys?
所以这个是不是意味着他不爱猴子们呢？
Does that mean that he didn't really care about the stars?
这个是不是意味着他不关心星星呢？
No, he made all those for us too. He planned us before he made the world. He did it. He made all these things because he wants us in his family.
这个呢不是这样的，他把这一切的创造都是为我们创造的。你们要记得呢，就是说他创造世界呢，他就是想要让我们被收养进入他的大家庭。
Well, you and I sit back and we say, that's wonderful. And we're so thankful for that.
你我坐下来想啊，这些太奇妙了，我们为此感恩。
But verse 6 says it's far more than that.
但第六节说呢，还有远远超过这。
He brought us into his family, verse 5, in order that we might be to the praise of the glory of his grace.
第五节说他收养我们进入他家庭呢，第六节告诉我们，使他以便使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
It's all because of his grace, verse 6, that he has made us accepted in the beloved.
所以第六节说呢，借着这恩典，之所以一切都是关乎他的恩典，借着这恩典，他使我们在爱子里得蒙悦纳。
So, what he did in creating the worlds and putting us there in order to adopt us into his family, to make us his sons, that particular activity is to the praise of his glory.
对这个里面呢，他做的是什么呢？神呢，他创造了世界，创造世界上一切呢，他以便呢，就是说把我们收养到他的大家庭里，他收养到我们到他的大家庭的呢，这是跟呢，就是以便呢，他可以得到所有的称赞。
Now, many people do big things, great things, and we're sort of thankful for it.
所以呢，有些人呢，很多人呢，他们做一些大的事情呢，我们非常感激的事情。
Other people do big things, and frankly, we're not terribly impressed. It's true they did something, but nobody really cares, and nobody notices, and if they do, they're not impressed.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是很多人呢也做了一些很大的事情，但是通常呢，他们并不是让人印象深刻的，也没人关心，也没人管他，就是说呢，人家也注意不到他的事情，所以他做的大事情呢，没有什么意义。
But the fact that God forgave our sins and adopted us into his family results in praise to the glory of his grace, and that will carry on forever. It is an absolutely overwhelming thing. God loves me enough to adopt me into his family.
所以这个神呢，他呢，实际上呢，他饶恕了我们的罪，收养我们进入他的大家庭，使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞。那么说呢，这个事情呢，会持续到永恒里面去。所以我们非常的，对我们来说是，这是我们一种压倒性的这样的震惊，因为他如此的爱我们，他收养我们进入他的大家庭，成为他的儿女。
Now, when God made me, he made me in an amazing way, which is really it redounds to his glory.
所以呢，当神造我的时候呢，他以一种奇妙的方式造我，最终呢，会让他得荣耀。
Modern science has, among other things, come up with this particular piece or a couple of pieces of information.
所以呢，我们现代的那些科学呢，就是说呢，得出这样的一些信息。
One thing is, he decided to build me on the basis of DNA.
所以其中一件事情呢，他决定建造我的时候，创造我时候呢，他通过 DNA 来创造我。
And the DNA that each of us have in every cell in our body, and there are several trillion of them, each of us have DNA in our body. The DNA is the longest word that we know of in any language.
所以呢，DNA 呢，它创造在我们的每个细胞里的 DNA 呢，我们每个人呢里面包含着几万亿个这样的 DNA。那么 DNA 呢，在所有的语言中呢，是最长的一个单词。
It's a long word. It's got many letters in it, 3.5 billion letters in each DNA word we've got in our body.
所以呢，在我们的那个 DNA 身体里的 DNA 的这个信息呢，就是说是它包含着最长的这样的一个词在里面。因为在这个里面呢，我们每一个 DNA 所包含的是35亿个这样的每一个词的信息。
And so we look at that, we think about it, and we say, we've got a glorious God. Imagine him building us on such a complicated but precise foundation.
所以呢，就是说呢，我们就是在这里看到时候呢，我们说了啊，我们有一个是多么奇妙荣耀的神呢，他建造我们以这样一种如此复杂、如此精准的系统建造了。
The other fact that impresses me greatly is the fact that we have in each of our cells in our body about 3.5 billion cells. In each of our cells, we have factories. And the factories, each of them, there are about 2,000 of them, each of them more complicated than a petrochemical complex.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，我们今天呢，对我来说，觉得我们有35亿个细胞在我的身体里，对我印象更深刻的就是，在每一个细胞里呢，都有几千个那样的工厂在里面。那工厂呢，它各自所做出的东西呢，就是说，实际上就像一些非常的复杂的这样的一些工业，就是植物业里面所行的那样的。
Only God could do that. And consequently, he gets much glory from the fact that he has done such a marvelous job when he made you and me.
因为只有神可以做得到，那么神呢？当他造你我的时候，以如此复杂方式造你我的时候呢，就是说是这样的目的是让他可以得着荣耀。
But that's not the glory that's being referred to here.
但这并不是那种荣耀这里所那个表达的。
This glory is far greater than that. This is the glory of His grace.
所以这个呢，比那个远远要大得多，这是荣耀的恩典。
He adopted us to Himself. That's absolutely amazing. That's to His eternal glory of his grace, not his inventive power, but his gracious character.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是说是啊，他呢，首先我们进入他的大家庭，让我们在永恒里，让他在永恒里可以得着荣耀。这样的所作所为，并不是因为他的权柄，而是因为他的恩典。
And not only that, but verse 6 ends with the phrase, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved.
所以这个不仅仅只是这样，第6节继续说，借着这恩典，他是我们在爱子里得蒙悦纳。
Not only has he adopted us, but he is happy with the results of the adoption.
所以呢，他不仅仅只是收养了我们，但是呢，他因为收养我们，他非常的喜悦。
You could imagine a situation where someone was adopted, but when they realized what kind of a child he was, what kind of character he had, they could be very disappointed.
你可以去想象一下，有些人呢，他们收养了孩子，但是呢，当他收养一段时间以后呢，他意识到这样的一个孩子是什么样的个孩子，是什么样的一个性格的时候呢，他会感到有点失望。
But that's not the case with you. It's not the case even with me. He's not disappointed that he adopted you. And he's certainly not disappointed that he adopted me either. Amazing.
对，但那个这个并不适用，这并不是这里所说的这样的情况，因为呢，他从来不会为你感到失望，当然呢，也不会为我感到失望，所以呢，他非常的高兴的收养了你我。
We have been made accepted in the Beloved.
我们呢是在爱子里得蒙悦纳。
Because of Jesus, we are accepted because of what he did for us. He made us acceptable to God.
所以呢，是因为主耶稣呢，我们得那个神的悦纳，是因为呢，主耶稣就是在我们身上所做的，让我们可以被神悦纳。
Jesus took all my failure and all my undesirable characteristics, and he made them all accepted so that God would be happy even with me.
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢，他除掉了我所有的缺点，除掉了那些所有的我不应该有的这样的性格，然后呢，把我变成让神可以悦纳的。
Well, that's part of my spiritual blessings. And frankly, that's a wonderful thing.
这是那个属灵的赐福里面的其中的一部分。坦率的说呢，是非常奇妙的事情。
All right, well, that's maybe as far as we should go this evening. So I'm going to leave it there at the end of verse 6. We'll pick up verse 7 next time, learn more about these marvelous blessings. Into which the Spirit of God has brought us by the death, the burial, the resurrection, the salvation we have in Jesus Christ.
所以这个里面呢，就是啊，我们今天呢就停在这里。下个星期呢，我们要从第六节里开始学，第七节开始学。那么说呢，这个里面呢，我们要感谢神呢，借着他那奇妙的恩典呢，赐福给我们。
So let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for what you have done.
所以主啊，我们要感谢您，您为我们所做的。
It's true, Lord, we understand so little of it.
所以这也是个事实，主啊，我们只理解一点点。
But you have blessed us in marvelous ways, and we will be throughout the rest of eternity, examining and marveling at this great blessing into which you've brought us.
所以主啊，您呢赐福我们以一种奇妙的方式，把我们带到那个永恒里面，在永恒里面，我们还要去这样的去默想，这样的去说感谢您，那就是在这个时候把这样的奇妙的属灵的赐福带给我们。
And so we say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me and for bringing me into your family.
所以呢，我们说呢，感谢主耶稣基督，您拯救了我，把我呢带进了您的大家庭。
So we're now praying that you'll just bless each one of us. Thank you for bringing us together on this occasion.
所以呢，我们现在祷告，求您赐福给我们在座的每一个人，求感谢您呢，把我们带到这里来学习。
Lord, may we respond to these blessings by yielding our lives to Jesus Christ.
所以主啊，愿我们呢，就是说，把我们的生命顺服在主耶稣基督下面，以便得到这样的赐福。
And we give thanks for all this in His name.
所以我们祈求这些所有的献上感恩，都是奉他的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen.
Amen。
Thank you all. May the Lord bless you all.